Pickaxe.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Hey, all. I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
Hello, everyone. Everyone, welcome back to Pitch Please, the podcast where
every single person,
people who play games pitch ideas to people who make them. Tom, how's it going?
It's good. Every single person is listening. That's a lot of pressure. All seven million people on Earth. Can't believe it. Hello. This is a game podcast. We're joined by James.
Hello, I'm James. I'm one of the two devs that made Drink More Glurp, amongst other things.
Why? Amongst other things? What other things?
Tell me, secrets.
Nothing, secrets.
It's not allowed to talk about
You'll
about
never
it.
Tell.
It's top secret.
You'll never tell.
Kill us.
We're also joined by Christopher.
Sorry. That was the worst time.
Hi, Chris.
Sorry, I'm drinking a Monster. I'm really tired. No. Shit's about to get weird.
So you're buzzed off your tits on energy drinks right now.
I'm no sleep in like 2 days. Just really? pure taurine running through these veins, baby.
Chris, I feel like that is your default setting. No sleep, drinking Monster. I don't think I've really seen you in any other state. Like, what's different about this one? Is it just worse? Have you had less sleep than no sleep?
It's just worse. Yeah.
It's just
different
worse.
Flavor.
Before we get on to the actual pitch.
It's a me pitch today, by the way. It's a me pitch.
Yeah, it's a Tom Hole. I feel like we should probably get some kind of Chris bingo card made at some point whenever you're doing a pitch.
Yeah.
Just to cross off any of the basic shitting on Tom idea phrases that Chris is going to come up with.
Well, we can go with, I'm drinking a Monster. I haven't slept. Game mode. It's a game mode.
It's a game mode, yeah.
He's
nodding and smiling. He's like, yeah, I do that one.
In the middle of the board, the free space can be wouldn't play.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, another one. How about, I just wasn't listening.
I think I've done that once and that was I was genuinely distracted because I was thinking of something.
Oh, okay.
Like an idea.
Because I wasn't listening.
And that's
I've
only ever done that once.
It was a rare one.
I always listen because if I don't listen, I can't shit on the idea.
That's true.
before we get onto that, but while it's still relevant, Chris, I just want to get your feelings on the PS5. What's going on? How are you feeling? You've been playing PS5 games. I want to know. I genuinely want to know what your PS5 experience is like so far.
Does anyone care?
I do.
There are no games, one of which is Bugsnax.
So, like, do I bother even buying it this year? Like,
no,
what's
you can't?
Of course, you fucking buy don't.
I played Spider-Man. I completed it in 7 hours. The Miles Morales. I'm playing Demon's Souls. It looks gorgeous, but you know, it's a remake. So you can technically already play it.
So the only thing that's worth getting on it is Demon's Souls right now.
Spider-Man's good, but it's just not worth the price.
It's a DLC at best, Spider-Man. Like, no, it's never worthwhile to get a console like the day it comes out. Sorry, Chris, but like
I disagree, right? Console.
I disagree
the Xbox,
with that as well.
The original Xbox when Halo came out, I am so glad I got that on release day.
Halo 3? Xbox.
That felt so good.
Like, no, okay, hang on. No, you're so glad you got it because Halo was like the only game around at that time. Nowadays, though,
changed everything.
Like, you finish Spider-Man and you just go to your other console and play whatever fucking shit game you're playing at the same time. Like,
yeah,
if Halo is the only game you're playing, you're excited to play it because, like, you're going to play it for hours and hours and hours because what else are you going to play?
I did.
Like,
yeah,
like Sonic Adventure 2 on the Dreamcast? No.
Sonic Adventure 2. Sonic Adventure on the Dreamcast. That was a launch game. That was fucking sweet.
But was it, though? I remember it being good and I remember loving it, but I think I might have been deranged.
Which was, no, I think everyone has some kind of fondness for, you and I both love, which is City Escape. Is that two or one?
City Escape is two.
Two.
Two, yeah.
Man, you go maybe down I the just don't remember one then. What's
rolling
the open?
Around at the speed of sound.
Which is the open your heart one, and the boss at the end. Open your heart.
That's when you fight Chaos Ultimate at the end of Sonic Adventure 1.
Alex look more confused. Yeah. Not Alex.
You mean James.
I told you, why am I mixing them two up?
Before we started recording, they both referred to James as Alex.
Is it the hair? I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
I should get it cut.
So I'm not getting a PS5 for at least another six months.
Get a PS5 if you want a 15-year-old game, a DLC, and bug snacks.
Okay.
I mean, obviously snacks, get bug snacks for
bug
free.
Bug snacks were going to be Viva Pinata, and it's just not. And I'm really disappointed.
Shit. The one thing I did buy it for was Ratchet and Clank, and then it got delayed.
Yeah, the same with the Xbox.
That does look interesting.
Halo Infinite was meant to be a big launch title for Xbox, and that's been delayed. So what's the point? Yeah, and it's coming out on PC, so
yeah, why get an Xbox if you have a PC?
Why?
Just get Game Pass.
All right, so Tom, are you goat-seeing us with your pitch?
Goat-seeing you?
Yeah, is that what's happening today?
Are you opening your pitch hole?
Hang on. Did you use the word goatsy as a verb?
Yeah. Do you like it?
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, but you understood it. So therefore it makes sense.
I understand it and I hate it.
And that's the image that I've got.
Weirdly, I like it.
Weirdly, I'm aroused.
All right. Well, I stand in front of you, trousers down, full goatsy. Dive on in. Dive on in, will you? Climb in. Who's first?
Asshole agape.
Big. We all go together. It's big enough.
It's wide enough.
I'm speechless.
So today I have a pitch for you, and one I'm actually kind of excited about. And I've told Alex a little bit about this idea, and we spoke at length about different things that we can do. Chris rubbing his hands, ready to fucking shut it down. So we've had quite a few city builders recently, and I will say that this is city builder-esque. I liken this more to Planet Zoo or Planet Coaster, that kind of thing where you build a theme park. Well, in Planet Coaster and Planet Zoo, you build an area for visitors to go into and explore what you've built, right? Mm. Where you have thousands and thousands of people come in and just say like, oh, wow, that tiger's fucking dead. And then leave saying, five stars, saw a dead tiger today.
You don't see them often.
No, you don't. Exactly. That's how I haven't seen many live tigers. So if I see a dead one, amazing. I would stand in front of it, take a picture, and post it on my Instagram like I've just killed it in a hunting. Anyway.
Wow.
Anyway. So I liken this idea to be similar to that, where you're building a environment for people to explore or visitors to explore. However, it's on the opposite end of the scale where you're not building something for thousands of people to explore. You're building something for one person to explore. So what this idea is...
It's sore.
You're building a RPG town that everyone in the village knows is a destination in an RPG as part of a story. And the person that visits is the hero of the story, or maybe the hero's party of the story. And when they go through, so you start with, say, a tavern and a house, and that's basically it. And then you can kit it out with, oh, this tavern, it has drinking games or like mini games or whatever. This house, when you upgrade it, it has barrels in there for the hero to go into and smash to gain items. And when the hero comes along and is like, right, I'm visiting now, I'm in the village to explore it, he acts like a character playing an RPG. So he runs into the house and is like, oh, nice, cool, there's some things for me to do here. I smash all the barrels and get a load of items. Nice. I go into the tavern and I do these activities for the in the tavern. And Then he leaves and is like, cool, I'm satisfied with my visit to this place. However, there was no fucking save point here. What the fuck? And you're like, oh shit, there's no save point. I don't know how to put a save point down. So you're building this town for this one hero to come into, to explore, to do everything that he needs to do. Maybe later on down the line, you can put side quests into the town and you're like trying to build a perfect little town for a hero of an RPG to visit and explore and maybe destroy or whatever the hero does. Chris, what's up?
This just sounds like Frontier got the rights to Westworld.
Now, that's really weird you say that, because it was after about 15 minutes of me talking to Alex about this idea that I said, shit, this is Westworld.
That's good, right?
I think that could be interesting. Like, if you have, imagine Planet Coaster, but instead of themed parts of the park, you have entire, like, themed worlds. It's like, did anyone ever use the Elder Scrolls construction kit that came with Morrowind?
No, this is a cool reference you got there.
So you could basically, you had every asset in the game. You had all the AI, you had everything. So me and my friend, like cool fucking people we were back then, we tried to recreate RuneScape in Morrowind.
Oh my God. Morrowind. Okay.
That's the nerdiest
thing
ever.
We did the classics. We had Lumbridge, you had Varrock, the Grand Exchange was in there. Then we got bored. It's a lot of work. But you could program in all the AI pathing and you could do everything. And I think that, but with a Planet Coaster, nice, simple UI, not the hellscape that was the Elder Scrolls construction set.
Could be
interesting. And it depends on like how you could like do a upload to workshop and then someone downloads it and they can walk through it or, you know.
So the thing maybe, that it could be interesting. Reminded me of initially when, which it's not, but like when you were talking about initially, the only comparison that I could come up with was there's a free to play game that was released a good few years ago, I think maybe 5-6 years ago, called, it's called like The Mighty Quest for Epic Loot, I think.
I was also thinking that, yeah.
We've spoken about this before, yeah.
Dungeons.
And yeah, you basically, it's like Dungeon, it's Dungeon Master, what's the classic Bullfrog game? Is that Dungeon Master? Is that what I'm thinking of?
Dungeon Keeper?
Keeper, that's the one.
Dungeon Keeper.
Basically you're creating a dungeon and setting traps and stuff down for a hero, which is played by another, controlled by another player, to then come in and see if they can make their way through your traps and enemies and stuff. And you have like certain resources, you have finite resources to place down, and you have to try and make a dungeon where players are, where it's very difficult for a player to get through to the other end and take your loot.
However, it's not, that is, we've already done that one. That's Dungeon Daddy Crystal of Wisdom.
Okay. But this, like, what I think is interesting about this is that you have, like, the heroes coming in is having it tailored to a specific, like, character makes it different to something like, I feel like Planet Zoo or whatever, in that you, how are you imagining it working? Like, are you having, like, you know, what do you know about this hero beforehand?
So I think, as you're in like the build time, or I say build time, it's more like in Prison Architect, when the game says, right, in 7 hours we've got 20 prisoners turning up. So you're like, okay. Cool, I need to have these cells built or whatever. In the same way, you're like, in 30 days there's a hero that's going to turn up, and you know how long 30 days is. So you're like, okay, cool, if you know about what the hero is, maybe it's a barbarian and you're like, okay, the hero is a barbarian. Cool. He's going to like it if we have, you know, this house has smashables in it. Then maybe there's a wall in the cave over there that he can blow up with a bomb. And you to kind of try and tailor it to say, like, what would a barbarian like to do in this village? Maybe you could change the theming of the entire village and say, like, oh, there's like a tent over here that's made of sticks and bones. That would look really cool for a barbarian to explore. And when they visit the town, you can't build anymore. You just watch them walk around and interact with things. And maybe he looks at, I don't know, a potion shop and is just like, oh, that's fucking, don't care about that shit. Or he goes to the weapon shop and he's like, they only sell one-handed swords in this shop. that's fucking useless for me. I want two-handed hammers.
This is me. This is how I play these games.
Well, yeah, but like, yeah, exactly. It's meant to replicate how a player playing a barbarian would interact with the world. And if he goes into the town and can't use any of his skills or any of his unique things or can't do anything cool that barbarian can do, he'll come out of the town and just be like, I'm never coming back here again. This sucked. I can't be bothered with this town. Or maybe there's not enough basic amenities as a game for him to be like, why would I come back here? There's no shop here. There's no luxury items. There's nothing. It's pointless. There's no side quests or anything. So why would I come back? So you have to try and build a big old town. James, before I carry on, James.
Yeah, I mean, in my mind, I keep coming back to the Truman Show. And I'm
right,
like,
okay.
Is the idea that the barbarian needs to not be aware that he's in an RPG? Or is it more just to keep the barbarian in like a happy place? Is it like you just want to keep them there for as long as possible? That's the goal? Or is it more, or is there something else going on?
I don't think like you are aware of the game code and you're trying to keep this player in there. Like trying to keep the secret. Because then it's very like Westworld, right? Where I don't know.
It's
I
like
guess
when you realize that he's in a game being actively developed.
Yeah. Well, I think
there wasn't a shop there just now, and it suddenly appeared out of nowhere. What the fuck? So you've got to like install the things in the realm without them noticing.
It's like trying to create a village in a game like Final Fantasy VII, right? Like there's a couple of villages in Final Fantasy VII where you go in there and there is just nothing to do. Like you go into every house and you're like, well, there wasn't even a chest in here. There wasn't anything to interact with. Why is this house here? You go into the next house, there's nothing there. Maybe there's like some main story quest later on, but the first time you visit that town, you're like, what the fuck? Why am I able to visit this place? What a waste of time. And that's what you're trying to not be. Like maybe over time you can upgrade, you know, the amount of people that you have that you can then set to certain jobs. And these people, they are NPCs. They can be anyone that you want them or need them to be. So they don't necessarily have needs or desires that you need to satisfy, or they leave like a city builder. You just say, right, you are a blacksmith now. And they're just like, oh, okie dokie. And they just act as a blacksmith. This is where it turns very Westworld, right? Where everyone is a robot that can be exactly what they need to be to satisfy the customer's needs in the world of Westworld. Oh my God, what alarm was that?
That was my doorbell. I'm sorry. Please continue.
I thought that was the stop fucking talking alarm.
That's the wrap it up at the Oscars, isn't it? It's like, come on.
But yeah, I think like the town that you have that starts with a hamlet or a village or whatever can upgrade. Like maybe when it upgrades, you then have the ability to sock it in, you know, side quests. Maybe it gets to a point where you can actively put a main quest in there. And it's part of the story. And then more people come in like, fuck, okay, we have to visit this town to carry on with the story. But if you include a main quest, maybe that means that stuff gets destroyed as part of the story. And then you're like, oh, fuck, I have to use my build time to repair all these things that the hero is fucked up as he when he visited or something like that. I don't know. Chris.
What does, and I'm quoting you here, putting in a main quest mean?
Well, I mean, like you can actively choose to put it in.
I understand the principle of, hey, what's in your hand? It's a main quest. I'm going to put this.
How would
in.
You interpret it?
But what
Chris?
Does that mean?
Okay.
If I say this quest starts here, then what does that mean from my point of view? Am I programming a route they need to go? Is it career quest? Is it a protection quest? Do they get to a location and then I have to then put a secondary location in? Do they have to talk to this person? How do you plot quests if you put them in?
The way that I imagined, I didn't really think too much about main quests. I just thought of that as like a progression thing, right? But like in terms of side quests, maybe you can say, right, I assign this NPC to be a side quest giver, right? And you say, the quest they're going to have is fetch quest. And they have to gather 200 boar tusks. And if people complete it, they get a cool reward. They might enjoy it. However, if it's a mega long, boring ass side quest, if it's an unfinished quest, then it's like a mega negative for you. Then it's like, holy shit, I need to tweak this quest, make it less boring or whatever. Maybe reduce the numbers, increase the reward, something like that, something out of your payout. And in the way that quests are generated as well, I was thinking, is that there's a kind of positioning of where you put things. So if you put a bridge right next to a farm, then maybe that the distance between the two is some way of unlocking the prerequisites to set to unlock the troll under the bridge terrorizing the farm side quest. Yeah, go on. You go.
I was just going to say, like, in terms of the actual quests themselves, like, as a way of distinguishing, like, the differences between certain kinds of quests, or, like, one thing I was thinking of is, like, the hero that's visiting your area, could they have, like, the kind of rewards that you get for quests, could it be, like, XP-based, where you literally have, like, a side quest is only going to give a certain amount of XP, a main quest will give more, or whatever, but basically the idea is that the hero can complete quests, and then they can level up, they can get more skills, or they can get other things that will then make them, that they'll have more abilities, basically, which will then depend, like, that will then influence how you continue to build your town.
I don't think you have a huge amount of care for, like, what the hero necessarily gets out of it. Maybe you have to pay a certain cost for the reward of this quest. Right. And if you pay, like, 200 gold, that's coming out of your treasury.
Okay.
So you don't want to put it too high because then you'll lose a ton of money. And it's kind of a balance of how do I make this quest fun for the person doing it? How do I not lose too much money or lose the least amount of money? Maybe you could do it that way. I don't know. I don't really know how the treasury works necessarily, but Chris.
Hello. So my idea, and this stems from, and I've said this before, is the thing I dislike about games like Planet Coaster and games like Planet Zoo is too much freedom.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because if you have a goal, then you know sort of where you're going with it. But when you have, here's an empty field, build a park, that's such a vague goal for me. I'm like, okay, where do I start? And I feel like that's something that could happen here. And obviously not everyone is the same, but I think like scenario based would be quite interesting. So like, they're like, okay, customer, here's your first client is a huge Western fan. So you're like, okay, I've got £1 million and I've got to build a Western themed experience for this person. And the better it is when they come in and enjoy it, the more money you get in return. So then the next time you go have another client come in, you have extra money and you can then expand your park or maybe research new things. So it is very much like a tycoon game where you're like, okay, I'm going to research advanced AIs. So now they can do other cool shit. Now I'm going to research the samurai theme. So now I can bring in different clients.
You're
I'm basically making Westworld.
Closer into Westworld, right?
Yeah. Yes, because I really I like the idea of owning the thing, and then maybe then you have different plots. So maybe one time you split it into, this is a Western area, this is the samurai area, but I eventually get enough money where I can buy an entire new park for the samurai one. Then I can have a Western multiple samurai clients at once and have multiple. And that's the thing as well. You can combine the two. You can have a sci-fi Western like Firefly thing. You can merge things together and then based on what the client wants, I guess. But maybe you have a budget, everything like things cost, you have, if you want to, you have a set number of AI at the start, but if you want to buy more, you have to purchase the robots or develop them. And they have a development cost or a research cost. I'm just trying to think of a more, a little bit resourcey, but also give people limits and push them in a direction where they're like, okay, yeah, you have 30 days, but you've also got this much money and you need to make an experience tailored for this person. Like this,
I think
this client is bringing 30 people and they're going to have a Western fun time,
Before I do that though, James, what you got?
How intelligent, quote unquote, do we imagine our hero being? I'm imagining that they will see, as if they were playing the game, they'd see a list of their side quests to complete. They know exactly where they've got to go. But if you don't do anything, will they just wander off? Will they just stand there?
I think they're not ever going to be as intelligent as an actual person playing the game, right? This is just an AI that's just running around the town doing bit by bit by bit. But like, they just walk into the first house. Oh, cool. This has got what I like. I'll do that. They leave the house. Oh, cool. This place has got what I don't like. I'll ignore that. Like, I don't know. It's hard to say, but it's as intelligent as a visitor in Planet Zoo or Planet Coaster walking up to a coaster saying, that one, that's too scary. This one, this is just right. I don't know how intricate we could necessarily make it, but
the reason I bring it up is I was trying to lead to say, I think there should be some scenarios where you're more reactive than just planning out what you're going to do. I think you should be forced into situations where the hero doesn't do what you expect. And it will, let's say, in a very Westworld kind of thing, where he might start wandering off into the empty or into the desert or something, or go the opposite way that you're expecting. And then you should have the ability to deploy. And this is coming back to that original sort of Truman Show thing. You should have the ability to deploy things very quickly.
Oh, what, like a high level monster that forces him backwards?
Yeah, exactly. Or some sort, like a tremor or like a windstorm or a flood. I don't know. Lots of different scenarios that you could play as I'd need him to go quick, deploy the dragon.
I have to spend all of my resources to put like an earth golem in the woods because otherwise he's going to go through there and there's nothing.
Or I could spend no resources to just put invisible walls up. But if he encounters the invisible walls, he's going to fucking hate that.
His happiness just drops. What if, going back to the quests a little bit, maybe if there was a way of like not distinguishing them from like side quests or main quests or whatever, but if it was just kind of like a bounty board that you had in the town square, like, you know, like Witcher basically, and you turn up and you could have, say, for example, you know, you were talking about certain kind of prerequisites for things happening in the world. So if you were to have a bridge, a troll would appear. You could then put a bounty out for that troll, which would attract
maybe like,
a certain kind
maybe
of...
Maybe you can place, like a hunting lodge. If it's within a certain radius of the cave, then cool, you've just unlocked the prerequisites for this quest to happen. And I think every building has like a load of different, you know, modifiers assigned to them where you say, okay, cool, is it next to this thing? Perfect. Then we can say that this quest exists in this world. To clear up how I'm imagining building upgrades actually working is when you place a house, it's almost like it's got 3, 5, whatever sockets that you can apply to it. And then you say, cool, I'm going to socket in treasure chest hidden under the floor. I'm going to socket in destroyable jars or barrels or whatever. I'm going to socket in this thing. And you can only put in so many things because you can't have a house filled with everything. But it's where you can swap out all these different things. And maybe you can go inside the house and actively see these things exist in the house. You know, maybe you can socket in kind old lady who gives the hero a potion if they speak to her.
Would there be certain limitations like to that? Like you couldn't socket in like a dragon into a small house. Like that, is it just certain items you're thinking of?
No, I think there'll be location specific socketing.
Okay.
And maybe there's some like wild card ones that you can kind of place everywhere, but I don't know. But it's the kind of thing where you can upgrade everything in a particular way with very particular things, and they all have very particular effects as well. And that's how the hero would interact with everything. I'm still very much imagining this as an RPG town, by the way, not like Westworld.
That's cool.
But like take the tavern, for example. You can have a party builder in there, or maybe you can have mini games, or maybe a drinking challenge, or a fight club in the basement, and you can socket that in for someone to explore.
But that was the point of Westworld, Tom, right? It wasn't just the West came from the fact that they were in a Western. There was still samurai world. Like, this is just, you know, any... This is like, as I said, if Planet Coaster... This is Planet World.
Yeah.
Okay.
Planet World.
That's the worst one yet.
Nice.
Okay.
I like James's swing on take on that.
In terms of like when you were talking about having a very particular course that you have to go down, so you don't have the infinite world just from the very beginning. Like, you have a very small amount to begin with, a house, a tavern, and maybe that's it, maybe a well or whatever you can do with a well. And the first thing is, we've got a level one fucking vagrant coming into town. He's the hero. This is his starter town. He's going to explore this. He wakes up here and begins his journey and then fucks off. He requires very little. He is like, oh, cool. There's a place for me to buy a potion. Cool. I'm off. Bye. Awesome town. Love that place.
And he's happy.
And then the next person that comes along is like a level 10. And you're like, okay, he visits and you haven't really done too much. You've kind of placed a couple of things and you're just like, oh, maybe the next person will like this. And when he comes in, he then says, love this part of the town. This part, awesome. This was great. However, there was no save point. There was no place to buy any potions. There was no place to spend any of my money, actually. There was no way to make money. There was no side quests here. This sucks. And you're like, fuck, okay, I can use these five things, these five negatives that he gave me, to try and work on that for the next person.
How are you getting this feedback? Is it like a, is it just little kind of almost like sim-like, you know, icons and whatever above their heads or things? Or is it like, is there actually a stats page?
Like Roller Coaster Tycoon or Planet Coaster, where they have little thoughts that come up and it's like, it's raining, but there's no place to buy an umbrella. okay. And I didn't bring my own because that's insane.
I'm a barbarian. There's no place to buy a sword.
Yeah, like that's the thing. Like what I like to do in Planet Coaster sometimes is just to watch one person's journey through the thousands. Yeah, I do that. Just watch that one person just explore your place. And because there's thousands of people in Planet Zoo or Planet Coaster, eventually it gets to a point where you're like, the happiness is high. Everyone seems to be enjoying it. And the individuality of each customer doesn't matter anymore. And that's when the game kind of loses its charm a little bit.
Yeah.
And I like just having to sit back and just watch this one dude just explore what you've built for them. And maybe later on you can build something that gives you a better idea of who's coming or the type of person that's going to be exploring the town. This person that's playing, he's going to be coming next week. He killed everyone in the last town, so be wary of that. He quick-saved, killed everyone in the town, reloaded the save, and then left. And you're like, fuck, okay, cool. I guess I'll deal with that. The only question is, how do you deal with the fallout of a person visiting? Like, is there a repair time? Is there a cost to bring stuff back? Like, if someone comes in and destroys everything, how do you fix that?
Yeah,
or is it just an instant fix? I don't know.
Like, I feel like if you have, for example, a town hall, right? Some of the things, the specific things that you can socket into the town hall would be, I don't know, something that would allow you
sheriffs
to repair quicker. Yeah, a sheriff to stop that or to help prevent that stuff in the first place, or like some kind of some kind of thing that would allow you to rebuild quicker. So for certain, like you say, if there are context specific sockets for different buildings, a town like a main town hall one, you could have those kind of things. Maybe that could work.
So yeah, you see the hero kill someone, and then four guards run out. Stop right there, criminal scum!
But then it turns out that he's actually level 100, and he just kills them all.
Yeah, he just kills them instantly.
So the other thing that I was thinking about was how are you imagining these heroes like? Do you see the whole world, the whole map, or are you, is it just like a kind of a fog of war thing? You have your little town and then that's it. And the heroes come in, they do their thing, they wander off, and then maybe they come back a bit later and you don't know what they've done. You don't know what their journey is. Or are you seeing other towns going on? Are they just
thematically, the way I imagined it wasn't as, I don't think there's a world. You're building yours as part of the world. I think you are just a town in a small little grove somewhere. Maybe the grove expands so you have more place to build. In terms of the heroes, I don't think it's the same hero you see coming back or the same people that comes back. I'm imagining this as if almost like a Wreck-It Ralph style, like there's a town and the person that visits is an
actual
player. I was
just thinking Wreck-It Ralph.
Like he just is a hero playing the game and then he leaves and maybe you never see that hero again. And then the next person that comes in is another player. Oh, he's only level one. He must've got the game later or something like that. Do you know what I mean? Where like it's just a world hub that exists and players enter it and leave it and leave their thought reviews for you to expand upon.
Maybe there are
recurring heroes. I don't know. Maybe
I was
there's,
say,
there's
like, I quite
Ragnar
like
the Fuckinator. He comes in and fucks everything up.
Pussy Slayer 69. Oh, he's back. XX.
I know where straight where he's going.
And he's a hacker, so he can just phase through walls.
Yeah.
The idea of recurring heroes, like I do like that because I think that that for me, when you have like, especially in games like that, where there are lots of potentially lots of, you know, heroes or NPCs or whatever, like having one that you can identify and repeatedly and like follow the journey of, I think could be quite fun. Like being able to see about like Ragnar's sword fucker come through into your town and like he's like this big boned barbarian guy wearing a skull helmet or whatever, but then maybe like he comes back later
fucking
on
the sword
and he's turned into a mage or something, or he's turned into an assassin, or he's big, you know, whatever. But just seeing his journey I think could be kind of cool. I don't know, like James, what are you thinking?
I think the whole heroes coming back thing, it's just made me think, okay, so you're just playing as the town. You are a town. And if you're nice to these heroes,
all the NPCs as well,
they will come back and protect you if a hero tries to attack you. So you want to make sure that everyone has a nice time in your town so that they come back and then you're protected against certain...
So now it's an MMO.
Sure.
Wait, so you're trying to make sure that the heroes have a nice time so that the heroes will then protect your town if it's attacked. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, or that you can call on them. You can be like, oh, shit, this guy's just come in. Can you come back? Can we send a raven after you to be like, come defend me? Like, do you want to try and build relationships?
I'm imagining this less as like a survival game where you are building a city in a dangerous world and the world is trying to fight back against you. More like when Andy stops playing with the toys in Toy Story. Like the moment he leaves the bedroom and all of the toys kind of like stand up, brush themselves off. You know, Buzz Lightyear twists his head around. Mr. Potato Head puts all his pieces in the right place. It's kind of like that where, yeah, maybe there's a fire. Maybe there's a couple people dead. The moment the hero leaves, though, they just get up and is like, cool. That was a good day, everyone. Right. Well done, everyone. Nice
comparison.
Cindy. That was awesome.
Yeah, and then like having that chat about, so this time when he played with you, you went this way, and maybe you could have done this instead. Like, let's try this next time.
That does involve some hardcore anti-AI from the civilians in your place where they're having a conversation after the fact and being like, maybe we could try this method instead. They just wake up and just say, cool, that was a day, event done, and then you go back to it. I guess it does lead to a question of, if a hero comes in and fucks everything up, you know, you kind of want to stop that, but at the same time, why would you want to stop that? Like, does it cost you money to rebuild? Is it a timely thing?
I think both, right?
I don't know.
It costs you money and it costs time. So while things are being rebuilt, if a hero comes into your town during then they're going to have a bad time, or they might not even bother coming in because they're like, well, the tavern's fucked, so I can't sleep here. I can't buy anything.
Yeah, I guess. There's a weird clashing of themes happening, I think, when it comes to that, though. I imagine it like that toy box style thing where, everyone just gets
really
up
like
and is like, cool, nice job, NPC number one. By the way, you're a blacksmith now? Cool.
Yeah.
Hey, tavern guy, you did fucking shit as a tavern guy. You're a stable master now.
Maybe in that case, like the persisting heroes doesn't matter as much because you kind of become attached to the civilians a little bit, even though they are basically just like these little things. You can just tell them what to do whenever you want. You can change their jobs and whatever. But if you make
little goblins, you can set to do whatever you want them to do.
But if you have like a, I mean, do you get more of them, or do you, James? What do you? How would you deal with this?
No, it's the same. Do you have like a roster? Do you have like your NPCs in a box that you can pick out and go, you were good at that. They have their own individual stats, that kind of thing. Do you have a team?
Yeah, I think so. I think if you say, oh, I'm going to just buy more boys, then what's stopping you from just saying, I'm going to buy 200 people and just have everyone do everything? I think you do have a limited... Like you have a limited stock of buildings, you have a limited stock of staff, right, that you can assign to certain things. You have a limited amount of sockets that you can place in these upgradable buildings. And then as time goes on, yeah, maybe the town itself gets upgraded, like I said, to a hamlet or to a village or to a city or to a town, and that gives you more thing. Maybe the end of the game is when you get it to be a capital city in the RPG, and it's like the main fucking hub for all that's these heroes to get to. And that's when you assign so much stuff and it's like a really mega experience for all these people. I don't know. Maybe that's the end.
Chris, you look confused.
And scared.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just the severe fatigue I am currently suffering. I just don't think I get it.
Get the bingo card out. There it is. There it is. I just don't think I get it.
So what, I think this Toy Story analogy works really well. Like that kind of makes a lot of sense to me, that you are just controlling these little, you are the town basically. Does that not work?
Yeah,
for
no,
you?
I get that. I get that. It's just as a, from a mechanics point of view, which I think would be on the bingo card, me mentioning the word mechanics.
Yeah.
I don't think I get it.
Like, well, I mean, it's basically like, just a city. It's a builder, right? You're building individual buildings, and then the customization side of it is socketing them, right? That's where you can,
yeah,
you can change like the effects that different buildings have by what you're putting in them.
Yeah.
And you'll draw different heroes to your town based on the kind of things that you're doing there. Like if you have a blacksmith, then you're more likely to get someone who's gonna fight with swords. But maybe you have an alchemist instead, and then you're gonna get a mage.
It's like which football, does what though? Football manager the RPG in a way. You're kind of you're kind of setting everything up, and then you're sort of playing out the scenario, which I think. What I like is that you know the variations on where you place things will just, you know, you've got this character. Imagine them just going on a linear path through your town. It's like, well, what path do they end up taking? What ends up happening because of
what's
actions
their journey?
You've taken? Yeah, what's their journey?
Maybe mechanically, maybe there is like certain things.
Don't say
certain,
like that.
Maybe fucking game design wise, maybe there is like certain buildings have a certain like attraction to them. So like as a hero is just walking down the main street, like this building over here, this tavern has got loads of people dancing in front of it and loads of action stuff. They're going to probably go to that. Like it actively pulls them in, and then they're like, cool, I'm going to go into the tavern and explore that. And now you're going to say, but why? And the reason, in the same reason, because it's on your bingo card, I've read it, the same reason anyone builds anything in Planet Coaster. Like if someone comes into the Planet Coaster and says, but why are you building a burger stand? It's because the person asked for it, because they're hungry. Like or every citizen that's visiting your thing says they're hungry. It's raining right now, but why did you build an umbrella stand? Because it's fucking raining. Like that's why you're building these things, for these adventurers to
explore. Heroes have needs, right? James, if you solved this,
I really like the idea that there is an ongoing story that you can only find out about through the actions that they take. So the guy's coming back from a fight covered in blood and he's like, right, oh, I need to go to the hospital today. It's like, and you're like, I wonder what that guy's been up to. And then he comes back, he goes off again. He comes back with a chest full of gold and he's like, oh, thanks for healing me up. I just raided this massive galleon or whatever. Have some gold or you guys are great. You know, there's this secondary story that's only playing out by you following the actions of what they do through your town.
Yeah, or maybe they visit and they've got like this goal that you work out over time. Like every time they come to your town, they're asking like, man, I wish there was a secret chest hidden under here. Or maybe next time they're like, maybe, man, I wish there was some kind of secret thing in the back of this cave. And you're like, fuck, this guy's trying to find treasure a lot. Maybe he's trying to, oh, I'll sock it in, exotic item into the shop. And he's like, fuck, that's what he's been looking for. He's been looking for the exotic item. And then he finally picks it up and his quest is achieved. And he's like, he leaves and he's like, fucking perfect. I love this town. This is exactly what I was looking for.
Does each hero have their own individual?
Fucking maybe.
Does each hero have their own individual, like almost like a secret quest that you don't know about that they're trying to achieve?
Maybe they do, Alex, but I have to ask the question, but why?
I think the different heroes, like in the same way that, so when you're playing City Skylines or Planet Zoo or whatever, one of the main things that you want to achieve is to make everyone happy, right? Because then they're spending money, they come to your tenor. So like what you want to do, and if you're creating, you can only create certain buildings to begin with that are going to attract certain kinds of people and certain, you know, jobs like the, you know, the alchemist and the blacksmith or whatever that are going to attract certain kinds of heroes. So
I thought you put the alchemist. Okay, you said attract certain types of jobs. I got confused because I thought you placed the alchemist.
Yeah, yeah. Right, so okay. You place the alchemist and then someone who would use the alchemist, a hero who would use the alchemist more like a magic user is likely to appear or likely to take advantage of it or enjoy the town more because of that. And as you progress, the main aim basically is to get to a point where you've created this town or hamlet or village, you know, village, city, whatever, that is useful to all kinds of heroes. This is the hub, like you say, that's the end game. All these kinds of heroes, barbarians, like the big warriors, berserkers, mages, thieves, assassins, archers, all of them are going to flock to your town, your fantasy town, because that's where it's at.
Yeah,
I think that's how you should recruit as well. That's how you get your NPCs, is that they're on their own little travel, but they're, you know, they're not a hero. They're just, I don't know, any old shit person. And then they stop in your town and you go, oh, do you want a job? And they go, yeah, okay, I'll stay here. And then they end up staying in your town. That's how you increase your population. That's how you build new buildings, things like that.
I think also it could be done in a way where, like, I know this limits it very heavily in terms of, like, you know, Planet Coaster, you can build anywhere, you can build paths anywhere. Maybe you've got, I don't know, a circle path and then there's six slots for you to place your buildings. And that's how you can just say, right, I need to figure out exactly what I want to be in these six slots. However, every hero that comes in, they're demanding there's a save point. They're demanding that there's a waypoint to travel. Or, you know, all these basic gaming amenities. If we're going to the RPG route, obviously. So you're like, fuck, okay, well, three out of six of my slots are already used up by these fucking basic things that everybody needs. What if I just took one of them away and replaced it with this bitchin'-ass tavern?
The tavern surely is like the classic one. But also, like, as you increase the size of your town, you could have different quarters, right? You could have, like, the quarter that is, you know, the same as in like Stormwind or whatever. There are certain places you go to in Stormwind if you're the warrior and you need to get some shit. You go to literally the Major's Quarter, that will be better for certain, you know, for certain kinds of heroes. I feel like that's the end goal.
That way.
Like, that's, you, like all you want to do is just make a town that every hero is going to find useful and every hero can come there, get all the stuff that they need, do this. I still think the side quest thing needs, or like the bounties or whatever, like needs
talking
about.
Yeah, there's some way for that to be done. Chris, confused and scared, but now this time, a little bit shitty.
I looked to myself on the webcam and I looked angry. I get the city building part. The way I'm imagining it is that everyone has requirements. That's fine. Not a problem with. It's basically Fantasy City Skylines. You start small, bigger and bigger, and then you go, okay, I'm going to tag this as the Mage's Quarter, and then only like magic shops will appear and only whatever. I think the bit that is throwing me off is this whole, oh, I need a save point. I don't get it. I don't get the need for it.
The same as that. It's not like you're painting an area as like the Mage's Quarter and then random shops appear like that. Like, I think...
No, you build the shops.
The idea is you're customizing. It's totally bespoke and handcrafted. And
not a problem with that.
Like, there are some requirements
I don't understand
that all adventurers are going to need, right?
Game...
So
it's the same as power stations in City Skylines. You need them.
I think it's the idea that if you're aware that you're in an RPG.
Hang on, James. Hang on a second. This is about to get fucking fisticuffs.
I'm so confused. How is a save point like a power station? Electricity is a resource.
It's a general requirement that everyone's going to... Yeah, but that's a resource to an adventurer, a save point.
if an adventurer comes in and is like, if you go, if imagine you are playing an RPG and you go into a town, you're like, fuck, I wish I could fast travel from here. Can't. This sucks. Wish I could save here. I can't. That sucks. I wish there was an inn here so I could sleep. I can't. That sucks.
Yeah, but an inn would be a building in any kind of city builder anyway.
Well, what if you didn't build one in your little town?
Well, then you don't have, but that would be a requirement that someone wants anyway in any sort of fantasy city. But if you look at most fantasy based or even sort of old timey based city builders, mm-hmm. they always have an inn and a tavern which boosts like happiness in a radius around the area. Yeah, or something exactly. Like that.
But you're building a city for a hero, a player to go into. So they're going to expect there to be a save point. Like, it's just a requirement. It's exactly as the same as Planet Coaster. Someone's hungry, you build a food stand. What's the requirement for it? Why do you do it? It's not a resource. It's just so you can keep them happy. That's the point.
I understand that.
He doesn't get it.
I just don't see the point of it.
It depends.
What do you mean?
It's thematic. That just to
what
play devil's
mean?
Advocate is like I can totally see. There's
the
two.
Point.
There is.
I genuinely don't think I
get the concept.
Anything
past the city builder.
In Planet Zoo, what's the point of building an enclosure of lions or elephants or whatever?
To house lions.
And also, but the entire goal of the game is to have people visit and enjoy your...
Yeah.
Right. What's the point of building an information stand in Planet Coaster? Or entertainers. Why place entertainers or staff? Like the point of the game.
Thomas has gone red faced.
Why don't you understand?
I don't think he does. Like,
I don't think the linking this to it being a game RPG town.
He's trying so hard to torpedo it.
The rest of it, I'm fine with it. I'm genuinely fine with the rest of it.
Specifically, the idea of a save point is if that's the one thing. So, for example, if you're playing theme park or whatever, and you see the little hunger sign appear above someone's head, you build a food stand, right? It's the exact same thing. Like an adventurer walks into your town and they have a little. Quite like a little save point sign above their head, which is, I don't know, the Final Fantasy save point, exclamation point or something, whatever the universal save point icon is. And you're like, okay, this character needs a save point. So you build a save point and then they use it and they're like, oh, this town has a save point. That's cool. Like, or maybe it could even be something like, you know, like the bed, like something that you sock it into the tavern, right? Like the people can stay there and they save over, you know, there's a save point
in
the tavern.
Yeah. And they have to pay to use the inn. And that's how they save the game.
It's just a general requirement of a hero.
I do get what you're saying, Chris. To play both sides is like... thematically, it's like, thematically, am I aware or are my players and everything aware that they're in an RPG? Am I playing an RPG?
No, they're not. No. You're not. It's not the...
This is what I don't get. It's this bit.
It's not the Truman Show.
It's pointless.
It's an addition. No, it's not. It's not the Truman Show. You're not trying to trick them that they're in a game. They are just a person playing a game. And if you're playing an RPG and you go into a town and it doesn't have all these things, that fucking sucks. You'll never go back to the town again. But you're trying to build the perfect town for these people to explore. Oh, I'm a barbarian. I want to smash shit.
No, stop. You're not a barbarian. You're some 13-year-old kid playing the game. That's the disconnect.
I planted a seed and I've stepped back.
I think it works either way. It doesn't matter. You can either be you're trying to satiate the player or you're trying to satiate the barbarian. I personally like the idea more that it's not a player, it's a barbarian. It's the heroes in the town trying to appease them. Rather than a player playing as a barbarian that you then appease.
That's it. That's
I feel like,
playing as the character who visits the town, I think, is not necessary.
I feel like we're on
therefore
a Simon
negates
Clark
the safe, how, okay, the safe so, point. Yeah. Hey, I was right about that, and I'm right about this.
Here's the thematic, you fucking piece of shit. here's the thematic problem, right? Is that I was imagining this as like a toy box, right? Where in a sense, like I was saying with Toy Story, where after the event is complete, the hero has come and gone and fucked a load of things up. Everyone gets up, they brush themselves off, and they're like, right, okay, cool. Assign me to do something else. I'm just an NPC. Mm-hmm. I think if it's just you're building a fantasy town for heroes to explore, then it's how is it much different to Banished, except people visit? I think that's where the thematic thing of like, are you building a town in a game for a player to explore as a hero in this story, or is it just fantasy town builder, this time with heroes?
What does having the player aspect of it add?
I think it's
save
quite like
points.
Right, so add one thing.
No, but it's you're building something for a player. It makes Alex.
Look,
Alex.
Tom, like I'm with you, Tom. But I think okay, no, look, this is good, right? This is good. Because we've actually reached a point where we clearly have two separate ideas of what the game could be.
No, we don't.
I think
the idea
that I have, and then just Fantasy City Builder, and there's just some fucking boring Fantasy City Builder where heroes turn up. There's my idea, which is cool as shit, and everyone will play and love it.
It's my argument isn't a different idea. It's your idea. I just don't think I see the point slash get the weird they're a player in a game, you're building the town for them, when it could just be a hero walking through town, like James said. Like, it's the same thing. It's just that you've added in an extra, oh, but it's controlled by a player, so you need save points.
I like that. I like that Toy Story kind of feeling about it.
You can see, I mean, to use the Toy Story analogy, Andy isn't played by someone else. Andy is Andy, and the toys are still the toys. So the analogy, it still works.
Okay. All right. Counter analogy. Going back to what Chris said at the very start, using the Westworld thing. Westworld is if you were to theme this as just, oh, it's a Western and there's just a cowboy running through. What the fuck is the game? It's Westworld. That's what you have to imagine this as. It's reverse Westworld. Avatar going into this world and just exploring it while you appease all of his every whim. If he wants to fucking go in there and shoot a tavern lady wench person, fine, he can do that.
Whoa.
That's what you do in Westworld. If he wants to go in there and scalp a load of people, sure. But
in Westworld, the protagonist knows they're in a construct, whereas the NPCs don't. Whereas in this scenario, the NPCs know they're in a construct, but the hero doesn't.
The person playing the hero knows he's playing a game. That's the point.
Chris, you look so smug right now.
What does that add? No, but it's just, what does that add? That's why I don't. That's my argument.
All right. Look, what does it add? Maybe we should leave that up to you listening at home. Tom,
I like the idea.
Can you run down?
Me too.
No, it's great.
I like the idea. I just don't get what that little extra bit does.
Planet World. What is it?
Excuse me?
Planet World. That's the name of the game.
I thought you said Planet World.
You did.
What? Yeah, Planet World. You're planning it.
Because you're planning
it. That was James' idea.
But I thought he said Planet World, as in
no, that
planet.
Was me.
Chris said planet. Okay.
Alex said that was the worst. Oh, Alex, that was the worst thing I've ever said.
It's been a disaster.
Yeah. Okay. what have we got?
Planet World is a game where you are building the perfect little RPG fantasy town for players playing heroes to explore. They have basic amenities. Fuck you, Chris. They have basic amenities. They have desires, just like the people who visit Planet Coaster or Planet Zoo, right?
Who aren't controlled by players, Chris, by the way, in that game.
No,
sorry.
They're not. The people visiting the fantasy town are also AI.
Hold on. Finish the rundown.
Sorry.
Okay, so
don't let him get to you, Tom.
when the hero visits your town, they just explore it as if they are people exploring your little exhibit. Like in Planet Zoo, like in Planet Coaster, they go to the elephants. Wow, look at those elephants. They go to the tavern in this game. They say, wow, this tavern has everything. They go to the store and they say, well, this sucks. I kind of wanted to buy some potions from here. This sucks. Also, all of the weapons available in the store, I can't use them because they're like little daggers and I'm a mage. And then they're like, okay, well, that's a point down. Also, there's no place to save. There's no place to teleport. What the fuck? This kind of sucks. As a person playing this character, visiting this town, as a person playing a game and visiting this town, this doesn't tickle my ding-dong. This doesn't get me going. It doesn't have all my gaming stuff in here, all my gaming bits. Now I hear you asking... Why not just make a fucking fantasy village and have heroes explore it? I answer you this. Fuck you! It's a cool game, okay?
All right.
It's a cool game.
Planet World, is it a cool game? What do you think? Look, Chris, I'm not even going to ask you because you're going to start him off again, all right?
Again, I'd like to clarify before there are the comments in there saying Chris is right, but he was being an ass. For those comments,
yeah. No, they will not be the comments. There. Chris is wrong. Also, hashtag, he is an ass.
Tom is wrong. I have to clarify. I liked the idea. There was no denying. I didn't like that. Mm-hmm. It was. I didn't see the point of that extra little step. I didn't see the need for it.
So maybe if
that's my piece. That's my piece.
If there's a way to make hashtag. That step work in Chris's mind.
Yours is right.
We welcome suggestions. But for now, I think we've gone over. So we have to end it. I've got a meeting.
Yeah. If Jesus himself is listening and has the ability to change people's minds as effectively as Jesus can, maybe you are the only person who can convince Chris that this is a good idea. They have
James
needs.
On my
it's
side.
Just it's that simple. You just place shit that they want, and they want it
like in Planet Coaster,
exactly like that.
Yeah, but they're not controlled by a weird player, and they don't need save points.
But no, but then you,
right. That's
so,
it. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Tom is about to go off. We'll see you next week.
God.
It's please. Right. We get on really well.
Thank you very much for listening.
Best friends.
We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Last one.
Goodbye.
Fuck this podcast.
High five.
Bye.